Okay.
I'm just sharing.
Into the microphone. Just a 3-minute pitch. She'll be the timer.
Oh, okay. Hi, my name is Shannon. I'm a compulsive overeater and addict. I was double booked, unfortunately, and so I got here and heard this. Where'd Meg go? This. And it was exactly what I needed to hear. If I come into a meeting and it's, you know, the last 20 minutes, I try to get there for the whole thing, but I just always hear something. The talk about isolation is definitely something I can relate to. I got to see people I haven't seen in forever, people that I love dearly, because this is my family. This is my logical family. This is the place that I belong. I'm not, you know, I have to be careful not to dislocate my shoulder, patting myself on the back, oh, you know. But in 11 years last month that I've been in this program, and it's just all about change. I am not the person that I was when I came in. And if anyone had told me at any point in the first 35 years of my life, you will drop 50, 60, 70 pounds and that will be the least important part of your journey, I would have laughed in their face. I would have said, you are not, you don't know me, you don't know what you're talking about, because my only problem is that I'm fat and the only solution is becoming thin. And having such a shift in the way that I see the world, the way that I see life, has been really, truly the biggest gift. Learning about acceptance of just what is. Learning that, you know, that food is not the problem, life is the problem. You know, food is the solution. That every day, there will never be a day that my brain doesn't tell me, you need food. Oh my God. You got in a car wreck. Oh, my God, you got a paper cut. Oh, my God, you know. You have a teenager. Oh, where's the food, you know. And learning that there is something bigger than myself and that I get to choose what that is. That's one of the reasons that I'm here, because I get to choose what that is, that there is something bigger. I've turned my will and my life over to the care of a power greater than myself for 3-plus decades, and that was food, because it is a power greater than myself. It did give me a false sense of ease and comfort. It did. I thought it made things better. And finding out that there is something that actually does make it better, that allows me to live honestly. I'm such a liar. I always have been. When the truth was better, I would still lie. Thank you. So I just want to thank everybody again, just being here. If I don't know you, I still love you, because this is a huge thing to have in common, and it's nice to know I'm not alone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Burley, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I've been a compulsive overeater since I was about 6 weeks old, because I was a severely underweight baby, and the old country doctor said, feed the kid and he'll survive. And they did. I've been in OA since, I don't remember the date. I was in my 30s, and now I'm in my early 70s. What does that mean? The first time I ever was aware of anything like Overeaters Anonymous, I was reading an Ann Landers column in the newspaper. And as soon as I read that, I got up and went to the phone book to see if I could find who that would be. And sure enough, I found someone who could tell me that the next day, on a Saturday, there was an OA meeting in St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur, and that was about a 20-minute drive for me. As soon as I got there, I knew I was in the right place. About 20 people lying around the wall in a room, and each one was saying, here's what's been going on with me this week, and here's what I've had trouble with, and here's what I've had a victory with. And I kept thinking, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Well, when it became obvious that the meeting was going to close, then I finally said, I'm Burley, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And then I've said a few more things. But that meeting changed my life. And it's still changing my life. Here's just an exploded view of that meeting that had about 15 or 20 people in it. I soon got a sponsor who happened to be a medical doctor and was quite gifted at identifying the things that work in this program. In two or three weeks, I went and gave my story, my description of things that I had on my chest that needed to get off. And the only thing I got was from this doctor was, thank you for telling me that. So I've been here ever since. I have relapsed. Time completely gone. I've relapsed and I've recovered, and I'm in that mode again now. And I'm glad to be here.